Welcome back to the program. Joining us on the Bellman Automotive phone line is no stranger to these airwaves. You can hear him on the morning after. You can hear him on the Hollywood Casino press box. You can hear him on the midday grind. You can hear him on the hard line, and you can hear him on this fine program. You can follow him on Twitter at STL Golf Geek. He's also the winner of the Duel in the Sun Part 2, Jay Randolph Jr. Jay, how are you?
What's up, Matt? What's going on?
Oh, you know, on a day like this where it's just scorching hot, how busy is Normandy?
It's not.
Yeah.
You would have been able to play as quick as you wanted today. The last 3 or 4 days, and hopefully the end will come tomorrow. Since I've really gotten into the golf business, this has been the longest stretch of heat like this, and our superintendent is doing everything he can to keep the course wet. But, you know, normally on a Friday we'd have 150 players, and we might have had 50.
Yeah. I would imagine, too, like just the brutal heat like this, and you were talking about the superintendent, it has just got to be brutal on the golf course, this intense searing heat.
Yeah, I mean, especially on a property like we have at Normandy that doesn't quite have the water situation that other properties do, it is tough. And those guys, you know, they never get any praise when the golf course is in good shape. People act like, oh, it's supposed to be. This is a tough area to be a superintendent. My man Kyle Butlock's doing everything he can.
Round two of the Open completed today at the Royal Birkdale Country Club in Lancashire, England. Who impressed you today? Was it Jordan Spieth being able to hold on to the top spot? Was it Ian Poulter, who really shot up the leaderboard? Was it Austin Conley, Rory McIlroy? Who impressed you today?
I think it was a couple of guys. I think Spieth playing in the conditions he did, being the only guy to shoot under par in both rounds. Certainly, I think when you look at the waves, the players that had to play this afternoon over there had the tougher going. I mean, that's when the conditions were at their toughest, and that's when the scores were at their highest, and Spieth shot 69. Also impressed with McIlroy. You know, when you start off the way he did, 5 over through 6 holes yesterday, and after 36, you're sitting at 1 under par with a chance to still win, that's huge. And a lot of people were kind of down on him, Matt, coming in. Didn't really pick Rory to be much of it, and I think he may not have been expecting much. And then he gets to the 7th hole, and he's 5 over par, and, you know, it's either we're going to turn this thing around somehow, or else I'm only playing 2 days. And now he's got a chance to win the tournament. Gary Woodland with 2 very solid rounds of 70-69. Also, Jamie Lovemark, an American, 71-69. Austin Conley, surprising, a Canadian who doesn't have much experience. But really, as you go into the weekend, you get a sense that this is Jordan Spieth's to win.
And you have to be happy with the way Jordan Spieth, like the other majors, he's starting out in such a big hole. You know, he's almost out of it by the time the 3rd round rolls in. But this time, not the case. You know, led the first after the 1st round, led after the 2nd round. Jordan Spieth has to be his confidence has to be sky high going into tomorrow.
Gotta be. You know, the last golf tournament he played in, he won. He held out of a bunker to win the tournament. He comes over here, like you said, he gets off to a tremendous start, shoots the 5 under par 65. He did play in the best conditions, I think, for all of the golfers for scoring yesterday morning. But then he had the tougher of it this afternoon. That's why they break him up. And I think he just looks really solid. He's starting to make those putts, those 8 to 10 footers, whether they be for par or birdie or even potentially bogey, even though he's hardly making any bogeys. He looks real solid. And that pairing tomorrow of Spieth and Kuchar, at 6 under par and 4 under par, depending on how those two play, that's going to really dictate what we see Sunday. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Ian Poulter or the reigning U.S. Open champion Brooks Koepka. Richie Ramsey's a former British amateur champion. Rory, obviously, has got it going and played fantastic today. But you almost get a sense, depending on what the weather conditions are for tomorrow, that Spieth and Kuchar could set us up for a duel on Sunday.
I think Ian Poulter, I think his climb today, too, was really impressive, considering that he almost lost his tour card, you know, at the very beginning of the year due to medical reasons. And here he is, you know, just a few strokes back of the British Open. He's got to be feeling pretty confident, too.
Well, I think he's kind of at a point in his career where, you know, like you said, he almost lost his card. Everything that he got since that scoring change or that mishap that made him exempt again, he and Brian Gay have been huge. And he played well last weekend in the final round. He comes here with the fact that this is his best finish, was at Royal Birkdale, ever in a major championship. He shot his lowest round ever in a major championship, 67, which is hard to believe for as good a player he is. So, I mean, I think he's kind of the X factor. You get a sense that Spieth and Kuchar, you know, if Spieth goes out tomorrow and shoots four under or better, they can probably start etching the trophy. But if Spieth, you know, shoots even par or one over, it's going to bring a lot of guys back into the mix. And certainly Poulter, if Poulter is going into the final round close to the lead, they're going to be rooting hard, those galleries, for Ian Poulter.
Last night we had Terrence Schaefer on from PGAtour.com, and I was kind of under the impression that I think the British Open has to be the toughest major to win because the weather over there is just usually horrendous. You never know. Like, one day it could be bright and sunny. The next day you're going to be playing almost basically in the middle of a hurricane. And she says that she thinks that the British Open might be easier, and Jordan Spieth agrees with her. What do you think? Is the British Open the easier major to win? Or are there no easy majors to win?
Well, I don't think there are any necessarily easy majors to win. There are times when the golf course, for whatever reason, or the conditions, can either make a golf course almost unplayable, like you would see at a British Open when the weather got bad. That wasn't the case today. I mean, there were 20-mile-an-hour winds and there were rain, and that stinks to play in. It's brutal. But some guys can forge on. But I think that when you look at the potential of what the weather can do and the wind at a British Open, since they've made the U.S. Open golf courses a little bit easier, or they played a little bit easier, or these guys have just got better, I think that today the British Open is still the hardest to win, especially for Americans.
Yeah.
Because it is a different style of golf. The greens aren't quite as fast. You got to hit some different type of shots. So I think for the Americans, the toughest major is still the British.
And you have to, you know, travel across the pond, too. So you have to have, you know, have your body clock adjust as well.
Yeah, it's not the same food. It's not the same currency. It's a whole different thing. I mean, you know, that's just part of the story. But it's just for guys that get into their own kind of routine and they plot their way through each PGA Tour event. And they know where they maybe went to dinner last year, or they know where a theater is. I mean, this is all new.
Jay Randolph Jr. joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at STL Golf Geek. I know that Sergio Garcia, he won over a lot of fans with his impressive victory at the 2017 Masters, but there are still plenty of people who do not like him. I think those people who do not like him kind of maybe had a little bit of a chuckle at him today when he got angry after trying to hit the ball out of the rough and then swung the club in the weeds and then kind of hurt his back. I know you're not a Sergio fan. Did you kind of get a little bit of a chuckle out of that?
Well, here's the thing on Sergio. I will tell you that since he did get the victory at the Masters and the way he handled himself there, I mean, in a day and age, Matt, where everybody tries to show up somebody else, it seems like at times, in professional sports, it would have been real easy for Sergio to put that green jacket on and go, look, suckers,
yeah,
here's my jacket, you know, screw you. I appreciated the way Sergio handled it. I'm glad that he did get his major championship. But I still think that, you know, while Sergio has matured, he still can fall back into some traps. And that's got to be something that he watches very closely. A lot of people thought, you know, I thought this could be like a situation when Marco Mira got his Masters in 1998,
mm-hmm.
and actually this week playing in his final British Open, where he won at Royal Birkdale in 1998. I thought we could see that double-double where Sergio wins the Masters and is then, propelled to win the British. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And, you know, I'll never love Sergio, but I did gain respect for him the way he handled the victory.
Now, what does your gut tell you about this weekend? Do you think that Jordan Spieth's going to hold on? Do you think Brooks Koepka, does he go back-to-back? Does Ian Poulter, does he make the locals happy? What does your gut tell you about this weekend?
I have a funny feeling that Jordan Spieth is going to win the Open Championship. I just think that, you know, 2 years ago when he had the great run, he played well down under in December in Australia and also over in the Middle East in January. He did the same this year. While he hasn't maybe had the success in the first two major championships that he did the last time, I think it's all about major championships for Jordan, and he looks ready here. He looks comfortable here. Now, he could go out and shoot 75 tomorrow, but from what I've seen so far and the way he's striking the golf ball, and he's got such a good ball flight growing up in Texas, he knows how to hit it low. I just feel like at this point, it's kind of Spieth to win or lose. But Matt Kuchar's a guy who's been knocking on the door. Ian Poulter's a guy that 10 years ago you thought we might have a major. And obviously Brooks Koepka is still playing well from his U.S. Open. So I think, and Rory shoots 66 tomorrow, we got a whole new ballgame.
You're right.
But I just get a sense that it's Spieth.
Speaking of making things a whole new ballgame, Jay, going back to the Duel in the Sun Part 2, I noticed a very strategic shirt change by you when the game changed seemingly on a nose. And I've been wondering, first of all, your thoughts behind that, and second of all, how would that go in a real PGA-sanctioned event?
That's a good question. before I left my cage, I had this T-shirt that my brother gave me for Christmas. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to throw it in the bag, and maybe I'll make the change at the turn. And I won number nine. Timmy had it in perfect position, made a mistake, and I went in, grabbed a couple of Budweisers, pulled the shirt out of my backpack and said, let's go with it. And I don't know whether it was that or the Budweisers or maybe some experience that I had back in the day, but I certainly was impressed with Tim's game. And I kind of got the feeling he got shots on 9, 10, and 11, and he didn't take advantage of those. And then it kind of opened me up for a three-hole stretch where he didn't get any strokes, and I took advantage of it. It was a great day.
See, that makes it seem like you rattled him a little bit with the shirt change. That was my thought process. I thought, you know what, that's a little gamesmanship by Jay Jr., if you will. He deflated the footballs a little bit at the turn there.
Some are speculating that Jay was inspired by a picture he received from Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife's feet, that he was inspired by that. Or did you dial up Laura Heidegger, the woman from the Four Fox? She's always posting pictures of her feet, too. Jay's just back there getting all lathered up and ready to win this baby.
I will say that when I saw Scott's wrinkled fat's wife, every time I see her now, I'm stunned that I didn't give her enough appreciation the night of the PMA Live remote, because she is fine and dandy like a hard candy Christmas. I mean, she is strong. And usually I catch that. So I enjoyed that. And I think if somebody made that switch like I made at a PGA Tour event, they would either get fined or asked to leave the golf course.
You don't think that Tiger was, guys, when he was, you know, back doing his thing, when he was at the peak of his powers, you don't think he got a couple of texts from some of his women?
Oh, I think he got them. I think he was smart enough not to look at them until he pulled the phone out of the bag after the end of the round. But I definitely have a feeling that he was getting pictures.
Jay, enjoy the rest of your weekend, my friend, and enjoy the tournament. We'll talk to you soon.
Who do you like?
I like Spieth in this one. I think that after winning round one, winning the first two rounds, I think Jordan Spieth, I think his confidence is sky high, because this is the first time since the 2016 Masters where he's been atop the leaderboard after the first two rounds. So I think this is when he's going to do it. I like him a lot.
We're on the same page. Have a good rest of the show, brother.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jay. That is Jay Randolph Jr. You can follow him on Twitter at STL Golf Geek. It was right around a year ago that I was having a real tough time finding the right car at the right price. I did a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, henhouse, outhouse, and doghouse in a 15-mile radius. Thankfully, my long and arduous search led me to Ryan Kimner and his great sales staff at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Everything from the quality to the price of the service exceeded my expectations, and I know that they can do the same for you. Bellman Automotive not only has a wide inventory of new and used vehicles, but also has a top-notch service department and financing for everyone. You really can't go wrong at Bellman Automotive, 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. Give them a call at 636-462-3600, BellmanCDJR.com. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Nick Hand from STLSportsPage.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.